You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fans in the NFL need their gear. Shop the best selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop with new arrivals each week. Visit the store at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or go to shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And I got to tell you, as it gets colder, there are some great hoodies, there are some great jackets for the Cleveland Browns with this Nike stuff that will keep you warm and keep you looking sharp while you support the Browns all winter long.
Really enjoyed that chance to talk with Steve Guerra. He's a guy you're not going to hear from him on any regular basis media-wise. In fact, his preference is to stay as far away from
these
things. But it was cool, and he understood. We approached him collectively, our media group internally, content and production here with the Browns. Zach Gilbert, our director of media relations, all sort of kind of got into his ear. Kevin Griffin, our vice president of fan engagement, understanding, hey, it's important to get a message out there at a time like this and to connect at a time like this as the league does for the entire month. But on a day like today, Veterans Day, we thought it would be the perfect day to air this. And also, there'll be a piece on him on clevelandbrowns.com, Matt Florjancic writing that. We'll also have a video component on this posted on our website.
We're going to go inside the locker room now with Browns tight end Gary Barnidge and our own Jameer Howard. And Jameer, take it away.
Gary, when you look back at this bye week, what did it do for you and your teammates, both mentally as well as physically?
I think it was huge. It helped us get recover and just get our minds ready for the grind of the end of the season.
As the team came together today for the first time, what was head coach's message to you guys as you get ready for that second half of the season?
Pretty much just take it one game at a time. Win the one, because that's what it's all about. If we focus on one game at a time, that's all that matters.
And after you look at last week's practices and meetings where you had the time to really drill down and see where you guys can make those improvements as an offensive unit, what are those areas that you feel like you guys can improve in on?
I think we've improved it everywhere. I think offense, defense, special teams, everything. And we showed it today out of the practice today. We improved on a lot of different things.
On a personal note, what are some of the areas that you're going to make the steps to get better?
Just all the details. Details of the position, blocking, running routes, everything. Just all the details. I think that's a huge aspect of the game.
And as the team gets ready for the work week, do you get the overall feeling within the locker room that guys are really excited for this opportunity?
Yeah, we don't really worry about all the other games and all the other teams and stuff like that. We hear about it, but we're not worried about it. We're only focused on one game at a time, and we're excited. We're ready to go out and play.
Gary, thank you for your time, and good luck.
No problem. Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you very much, and thank you to Gary Barnidge. Gary Barnidge, who got himself noticed with a touchdown catch in the last game, and a guy who did the thing, as you pointed out so astutely, Nathan, that opponents have been doing to the Browns. Those other guys catching big passes for the opposition, he is the other guy who did that for the Browns when the main guys, like Jordan Cameron, were being shut down.
Right, and that's what you need in the National Football League. Teams are going to, especially now at this point in the season, they've got enough tape on you, they've watched you, they've studied you. They're going to try to take away the things that you like to do the most, and that's when other guys need to step up. Guys like Gary Barnidge getting a touchdown in what was an unbelievable play call that they never saw coming. He was wide open as you get in the National Football League. Devon Best stepped up with the two touchdowns. Greg Little, 122 yards. So that's what you need to win week in and week out. Obviously, most of the time, your superstars will shine bright, but in other times, you need secondary players to be able to step up, and Gary Barnidge did that. He's a guy who knows Rob Chudzinski's offense, played with him in Carolina, played for him, I should say, in Carolina, was brought here by the head coach to be a part of this team, and a very effective in two tight end sets, is a good blocker. He's got good hands when called upon as well. And Gary Barnidge is making a solid contribution to this Cleveland Browns team.
And players understanding what this time of year is all about, how important these games are, all of these remaining seven games. And that was the big theme in the locker room today when the media talked with players and Captain DeQuell Jackson answering the question and talking about what it is that the Browns need to do right now in terms of making their move.
You talk to the Cleveland community, I'm pretty sure they'll tell you, yeah, it's time. And it's time, and I'm telling you personally, it's time. So we definitely earned the right to be in this position. We just have to take care of our business.
And take care of their business gives them an opportunity to get in one step closer to fulfilling their goal of making the playoffs, getting to the dance, and hopefully trying to be that team that gets hot in the playoffs at the right time. But DeQuell was asked if he wants the guys talking about playoff possibilities.
I want them to think that way. I want them to work that way. You know, walk it, prepare like it. Play like it, but let it come. Let the chips fall where they may. Because we're too young to keep talking about it and talking about it, because we still got to go out and play the game. And once we get to that point, then I'll be the first in line to talk about it.
I love that he distinguished between talk about it and work that way. Talk that way, work that way are two different things. Because the talk is just that. It's just chatter. It's just chirping. And he understands how cheap that has become through the years with this football team to talk about it, obviously, before the season. And to feel it now, yeah, I think, and this is what the role of a DeQuell Jackson is as one of the leaders of this team. This is what a Joe Thomas needs to be all about, too, making sure that the work ethic shows up on the practice field, making sure, or the meeting room, making sure that everybody's approach is that honed in, focused, the favorite word of Rob Chudzinski, focused attitude, and that everybody is serious about their business.
Right, be serious about your business. This is an opportunity to do something that has not been done in a long time here in Cleveland, and it is an opportunity for these guys, even a guy like DeQuell Jackson, it's an opportunity for him to play in the kind of game that he's been wanting to play in for years and years. For Joe Thomas, the same thing. These are the games that these guys want to be in, and they are hungry for it, the veterans and the young guys alike, and now it is the time to just dial everything in. And I'll tell you what, one thing that I was really encouraged by is that we heard nothing about any of these Cleveland Browns players over the bye week. Not that I was worried that we were, but we saw Justin Blackmon go away for an entire season over his bye week, and it was good to see the Cleveland Browns stay in the straight and narrow, the clear, and everybody take care of business, be back here ready to rock and roll.
It's a little sad that that's newsworthy, but it is newsworthy. It's a little bit of a commentary of, like, really, that's a big deal that you had to, like, behave yourself during the bye, but as you point out, again, we see that too often. Unfortunately, we see the negative side of that. 216-578-0850 is the number to get aboard with us, and Vince on a cell has done that. Hey, Vince.
Oh, yeah. Just listen to you guys. Sometimes it seems like the sports media in this town kind of overstretch a little bit. I mean, it's all playoffs with this team. I think you're 6-10 at best. Just want to hear your take on that. And that's improvement. Okay, thanks.
Right. Thank you, Vince. Yeah. And you're fair what you just said. I want to make clear at least where I'm coming from, and Nathan can speak for himself. But I'm not sitting here with the expectation that this is a playoff team. The discussion, I believe, is that it's relevant to note that the Browns are relevant now. That's different. That is a development. That's a change in what you've had. And however they got here, and certainly they're here not because they've been doing great guns in the last four games. They've lost three of their last four, so that's a fact. But they did beat Baltimore. They did stop a long losing streak to Baltimore. They did stop a three-game losing streak. And there's a new quarterback who's leading this team in a competent way, an efficient way, the last two games that we hadn't seen, except when a guy named Brian Hoyer was in there previously before he got hurt. So the storylines of what's encouraging is what we're talking about. And again, factually, they are in it. I mean, we're stating a fact.
Right.
I'm not sitting here saying I fully expect the Browns to be a playoff team. In fact, when we, Nathan and I, did our midseason awards on Friday, we covered the gamut, NFL Browns. I said their finish would be 7 wins. Nathan said their finish would be 8 wins. Neither one of those records should add up to a playoff appearance. We would both be obvious about that.
But the fact of the matter is they're playing games that are in many ways like playoff games for them. This game in Cincinnati is akin to a playoff game, given its importance and given what it would mean if they were able to win the game. So I think they're just playing meaningful games. That's what we're talking about, the experience of playing games that really, really matter. And you got to feel that they can beat the Steelers at home. I certainly do, and I definitely think they can beat the Jaguars at home. So that gets them to 6 wins right there. It's a matter of getting through the winning, you know, 1, 2, maybe 3 in a best case scenario of the games against at Cincinnati, at New England, home for Chicago, which, by the way, has a lot of issues right now. Jay Cutler just got injured again. Charles Tillman going on the injured reserve for them. He will not play in that game against the Cleveland Browns, at the Jets, at the Steelers. There are winnable games in there, but it's about doing it. The fact of the matter is, I'm not sitting here saying this is a playoff team. I'm saying this is a team that on November the 17th will play the most meaningful game that it has probably played in many, many years, especially this late in the season, and that's exciting to me, and that's where we're at. That's what we're building towards.
Right.
Hopefully saying that we're going to play on December the 16th when they go, or December the 27th, I'm sorry, in week 16 when they go to New York to face the Jets, there's a chance that that game could have major wild card implications. They need to stay the course and get there. Lots of time between now and then.
And to Vince's point that six wins would represent significant improvement, that there's truth to that. You just said that there's a legit path to that, just given what we look at as a home schedule. I'm going to fall out of the business of predicting which games get them there, because it tends to be the ones that we don't expect that sure. get there. But however it happens, but I'm with Vince on the point that this team is on course to have that kind of a year. I think a seven-win season, which is what I'm predicting, would represent the necessary step you take with the expectation that next year is when you can make a legit run, and then the year after that, even better. I want to see this team do the step building that it has insisted it's going to do, that we've heard the management of this team say it can do and would do. 216-578-0850. Gary in Cleveland is with us now.
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thank you. How you doing, Gary?
Oh, just fine. 8-8, I think. I thought at the beginning of the season 8-8 was doable, and it's looking more like it every weekend. I like the position that we have Cincinnati in right now, especially from the perspective of the division. And so I just think 8-8's doable. And Jason Campbell, just protect him, and we should be all right.
Well, hope that's true. Terry Pluto from The Plain Dealer, the columnist, once said on this show, Nathan, a little while ago, it was about a year ago, I want to say, 8-8 would result in a parade in downtown Cleveland. He says 8-8, the fans throw a parade for this team. Maybe a little exaggeration, but I'll tell you what. It's probably not that far from the truth.
No, and we would all take it. I mean, let's be honest. That's, 8-8 would be a significant improvement and keep them right on the path that they want to be on to get to the next level here for this team, for this organization. And I'm, for one, am very, very excited about the direction of this team, what it's going to be capable of doing. And listen, the path is there. There is not a team on this schedule, and you can make the case that, the New England Patriots. But other than the New England Patriots, there is not a team, and I'm not going to say that they are unbeatable, because they clearly are beatable. They lost to the Jets. They've lost to other teams. There's not a game left on this schedule where you look at it and you say, I'm not sure they can even play in that game. They can compete in that game. They can win that game.
I think there are degrees of difficulty in how it
sure.
how it unfolds, and you put the Patriots
that
in
would be the, to
in
me,
the most difficult category. Trying to win at New York would be a difficult task, too. Maybe – and the degree of difficulty, is it a little less than New England? Maybe, but that's that defense is playing well. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just saying the one thing that's legit about the Jets in my mind is the way the Jets defense is playing. Not sure what we're hearing in the background here. I don't know if that's on the air, Dave, but we are hearing something. 216-578. Maybe Dave. Maybe
nice
this
tunes,
is
Dave.
It is a nice little tune.
If we look at it, this is what I say. Okay, at the Patriots, that's the toughest game left on the schedule. At the Bengals is the second toughest game left on the schedule. At the Jets, third.
Yeah.
And then we got some easy ones home for Lee at home. All right, we're going to take a break here, try to get this rectified on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Gerard Cherry still to come when we return right here on ESPN Cleveland.